Yo, yo, what's up? We back. Another episode, Relaxitate Notes. Mike Pace, K-Dub, the homie Quinn. What's happening, fella?
What's up with you?
Go Braves.
For sure, though.
Oh, yeah, Q, I'm going to watch him tonight,
man,
too.
Man, here watch we go. Close it out.
Hey, yo.
Kevin, they was up 3-1 last year, too, man. So don't do that, yeah, man.
And they lost because I didn't watch.
I'm telling you, man, if you watch the game, they lose that, man. I'm going to come steal champ, man, right from under your nose, man.
Where he at right now, you can have him. But, but no, nah, I'm going to watch him.
Like, for real, Kevin, man. Like, just stay away, man.
He told you to stay away.
I'm the good luck charm.
Listen, man, I was so mad the other night because I'm sitting there and I kept telling Shannon, I said, yo, they need to score some more runs, man. Like, I'm like, the Dodgers going, you know, they're going to quit back and get them. And I had turned the TV to the basketball game. And by the time I turned back, here they go. I'm like, it was over. You know what I'm saying? I said, man, McQuinn said it, man. Kevin, I turned the game.
That's what happened. They scored 4 runs when I turned it on.
Luck of the draw.
they need to bring it on home, though.
Ah, because I think it was up 4-1.
I'm telling you, man, if they win and Houston win, I'm going to Houston. I don't care how much it costs. What you say, Kev?
I said, I ain't finna do all that, but yeah, I hope they win.
I ain't but 2.5 hours away from Houston.
That's true.
Yeah, ain't that far. They need it, man. They done had too much talent in the franchise history to win with it. 96.
I said 95.
95?
Yeah. Last World Series was 99.
Come on, ATL. And we ain't going to talk about football. And
That's Georgia, man. Georgia curse.
Hey, man, just whole shut state. Up. Shut up.
Mike don't even want to hear that.
We working on it.
It's hey, your Mike.
He almost ended your, our friendship one time when I told him Georgia wasn't much different from the Falcons. He ain't talked to me for a little minute.
Nah, listen. Hey, first of all, they're the best football team in the state. In the state. It was that Falcons, boy. They just whatever, man. Whatever. Hey.
I ain't mean to get us off track, but
nah. That's good though. Braves, man. Go Braves for sure. But the NBA is bite for the facts, baby. Man, listen. I love it.
Let me ask y'all this. Like, I was looking at the Knicks highlights again last night. Y'all think Julius Randle can average 30 and 10 this season?
I don't know about 30, but I'll give him 26 to 27. Boy, hey, told you, like last week when you asked me and Kevin that question, and we was like, nah, that's who he is.
Yeah.
Boy, dog. Woo.
I don't think he can average 30 because he's unselfish. He passed the ball a lot. He's gonna average like 6-7 assists.
He almost had triple double. He had 39-8, I think it was.
And I think he averaged like 6 assists last year. So
and he had a couple triple doubles last year.
Mm-hmm.
Man, he is for real.
But if RJ Barrett step up, and then like when we were talking about this last week, I forgot they had Kimba.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
So that make a huge difference.
And then I'm looking for them to even upgrade more. I'm looking for them to make a trade in there. And this is what I envision Julius Randle being always. You know what I'm saying? No, not because he had to learn the game. And I respect it because he just got better and better and better and better and better. And that's what that work gets you, man.
Do you think it just took him more time because he was young, or do you think it was because he was in L.A.?
Young and hurt.
Yeah, young, hurt, a bunch of stuff, man. But when that's the other part of it, man, the mindset. I'm not going to let this defeat me, man. Broke his leg with the first game.
First game.
Couldn't play at home.
That's crazy, man.
Came back.
And then when he was in New Orleans, they never really, like, to me, they never made it clear he was a franchise guy. Like, they going to build around him. You know what I mean? Like,
New Orleans is just a bad franchise altogether.
Yeah, they are. I'm pretty sure y'all want to talk about the Zion situation. since yeah, you brought up.
I mean, it got to be discussed, man, because, I mean, it's kind of sad what's going on, because you see what the potential is, and, I mean, you at some point when you're a professional, you got to take some kind of accountability. So, because that owner ain't going to be there telling you to work out every day during the offseason. That GM ain't going to do it. The coach ain't going to do it, because they got to do stuff, too. It's their offseason, too. They're not playing anymore. You're playing. So, at some point, you got to take, like you said, Kevin, you got to get some good people around you that's going to push you. Because everybody that don't have that self-drive in the league, that just at the top of their game, they got people around that's pushing them every day. And it don't seem like he had any of that right now.
Yeah, that's why I was saying earlier, he need a vet like Udonis Haslem in that camp, man. That can, you know what I'm saying? Just
that's a perfect person that can help, man, him.
Just like pushing, bro, because he don't have no guidance right now. For him to be that overweight in his third season? His third season, you still ain't lost no weight, bro. That's really gonna hurt him in his career, because you can't be that explosive and be that big. Eventually, you're going to continue to get hurt, bro.
And not just sprained ankle hurts. You're going to get season-ending injury hurt.
Yeah. Because I cringe every time he jumps, just because I'm expecting a knee injury. You know what I'm saying?
Well then, it's scary because he broke his foot. And, you know, when you start foot problems at that size, you know what I'm saying? It's tough. We've seen guys like just not bounce back after the foot, and like
Greg Oden.
But I was gonna say somebody who wasn't even a big guy, Devin George. After Devin George broke his foot, he never was the same.
Yeah.
Like he never was the same. You know what I mean? And you know, it's man, you look at it like, dog, like why? What are you doing? This is what you do now. You know what I'm saying? And you know, like we was talking earlier, and I was saying, like, with football players, like, I know it's tough for them O-linemen and D-linemen to manage their weight. But people think, oh, they just big guys that you did all of that. No, them dudes have to be in shape. Like, you're just not out there on that field. If you on a team and you get a 7-8 minute drive, you can't be talking about, oh, I need to go, and then you might throw some tempo in there. You know what I'm saying? You can't just be sitting, you know what I'm saying? So even those guys being in shape, you know what I'm saying?
They don't look like how the old school line used to look anyway, with them big old bellies. Right. Guts. Yeah. Like they don't look like Nate Newton no more. You know what I mean? Like these dudes is 300 pounds now, and they don't even have a gut rhythm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And they're moving.
You know, and that's why you see a lot of them nowadays, like when they retire, like 6-7 months later, they done lost like 60-70 pounds already.
Yeah.
So at what point do you think about moving Zion? Or do you think about it at all? Because I think I'm not opposed to it. If New Orleans came out and said, hey, we're moving on, and they try to trade him for whatever, it wouldn't even bother me, because I've already seen your mentality. I already seen your work ethic or lack thereof. You know what I'm saying? So I don't trust you. I don't trust you to be in shape. I don't trust you to lead my franchise, no matter how talented you are. I don't trust you.
I feel you on that, because it seemed like if you look at Ja Morant, it's a certain level of maturity every single year. He seemed like he's so focused on basketball. Like, he is determined to be great. You know what I'm saying?
Man, did you see that dude touch the top of the squad up last night?
Ridiculous.
Yeah, he blocked Lowry Marketing.
He ridiculous. And he plays so hard. Like, Zion play hard. But you got to be in shape to play that way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you can't, and you got to take a special interest and what it is you're trying to do. You know what I'm saying?
That's part of the reason why he stay hurt, because he never in good shape.
Right.
I think, Ken, you know what? I think you can look at that two ways, right? So you can look at it the way you said with New Orleans saying, I see you not taking any personal accountability. You're not taking this seriously, so I'm going to get rid of you. But in that same breath, who are they going to be able to send him to, and what are they going to be able to get back from him if they have that mentality?
Go ahead.
I'm trying to get picks, or because you're not gonna get equal value for him in terms of a player.
What is equal value for him right now, though?
Equal value to me for Zion Williamson is a bona fide superstar.
Really?
Because because when he on the court, the amount of production he have, the points, the field goal percentage, like you can't get equal value for him right now. It's just not, no team is gonna give you no superstar for him. So I'm looking at picks. I'm looking at like a number one unprotected pick from one of these trash franchises, from a Cleveland or a Houston or somebody like that. You know what I'm saying?
Ben Simmons for
That just add another problem.
Thank you, got a headache.
You're right.
But and plus you add the fanfare. Like people gonna come watch, right? So you know, I wouldn't be opposed to it, you know what I mean? But I just don't understand how, like, you a pro. I get it, you young, you know what I'm saying? But that's all you ever dreamed to be. At some point, I don't know if that was like all you ever dreamed to be, but I'm saying at some point, the NBA was what you wanted to do with your life.
See,
so, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
That's my thing, Mike. That's what I don't understand. Like, even just like us, right? We just talk about this every day, like on text and stuff. Like, if this was our job, man, do you think it would be a day that would go by that we wouldn't pick up a ball at some point?
Because you know why? Because we love it just as much, if not more, than some of them. We just don't have the talent to do it at that level.
Yeah.
No, there's plenty of NBA players. You can't tell me you love the game more than I do. I wasn't just able to get to that point that you got to. Yeah. You know what I mean?
That's
all that is.
Yeah. So, you know,
I used to play after work every day for free.
Right. Absolutely. Like, you know, play on Saturday mornings hungover.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, it's been plenty of times where I Saturday morning, I went to the gym drunk and just laid on the floor until I heard balls bouncing. I knew everybody was in there. Right. That's why I wake up.
Boy, y'all telling on y'all right now.
hey, look. The people that was there know what it is. You know what I'm saying? But nah, you know, I'm just a junkie for it like that. So I already know, you know what I'm saying? What time it is with me. So, you know, it's just sad to see, but Kevin, I don't think that's out of the, like, I don't think that's unrealistic to think that when you say it, probably on the surface, people probably be like, oh, well, you crazy. Yeah. That's, but hey, T-Mac was traded.
Yeah.
Like, you got people that was, but even if you know what I'm saying? Like you said, you ain't had, look at his production versus the guys that came in with him. And I keep saying John Morant because they was, you know, both high in that draft. But, you know, like, where's the production? Where's the production at? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's enough. It's not enough to just, oh, he played 19 games and, you know what I mean, and 25 games and 30 games. Like, no, dog. We need some return on the investment
talent,
too. Now.
Talent alone ain't enough. There's been plenty of talent.
Absolutely.
That ain't gonna cut it.
Every year. Yeah, we need you out on
availability as a talent. You know what I'm saying? You're not available.
Sure.
And this right here is gonna give him a reputation around the league too. So
that part.
Yeah, just thinking about that part, Kev. You're right. You ain't gonna be able to get equal value back for him because every other franchise see what's going on right now. So they not finna make that move. They not finna give up no superstars for something they can't depend on right now.
So I get it. I understand why they, you know what I'm saying, why they're being patient with him. Cause when he on the floor, you know what I'm saying, he produced at a very high level. So I get it. But he's just not there enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
You think it's a lost season for him though? Or it's still early enough for him to, cause they athletes, I know losing weight can be easy for them, but you got to lose that weight, then you got to get in shape after that because the weight got to go first.
Right.
Well, from that aspect, they weren't going to make too much noise, no way. Not as far as in the West.
Like,
they just not there. You know what I'm saying?
But
I don't really think, like, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, first you got to heal. After you heal, you got to get in shape. After you get in shape, half the season gone. If he's not in shape by the time I'll get ready and get out there on the court. He's just gonna get hurt again. He already injured his prong. It's seen in the watch, bro. Just
how we get there? Oh, you was talking about Julius Randle in the water. I think it was, which one of y'all said, like, they never really stamped him as the guy like New York doing.
Nah, they didn't. You know how I know they didn't? Because I had forgot he was even in New Orleans. you heard me when I mentioned him. I went all the way back to L.A.
I'm happy for that cat, though, man, because you could just tell he loved that game. You could tell the work he put in. Man, look, remember that one year? And his body, he came back and was looking like a defensive end, bro. and you always saw flashes. You didn't see the totality and the consistency. But now, man, but that's, constantly working.
Yeah. Look at his jumper. You can tell he worked by his jumper. Even last year, the way he was hitting three, I think he shot 40% from three last year.
He did.
Did y'all see that one? It was late. And he caught it on that left like wing, and he turned and faced and jabbed, bam, step. I was like, "Yo, he in his bag, man." But then he came on the next spin move. Yo, he was, man. Hey, he looked good, man. That was a hell of a game, though.
Yeah, feeling it. You could tell how much fun he's having right now too, and this is just a carry from the playoffs because he was having a blast in the playoffs last season.
Yeah.
Hey, look, Kemba was hoping. I hope his knee is finally right. It looked good last night, but man, him and D Rose and that team gonna be all right. They're gonna be all right, and they got a tough nose coach. They don't do nothing. They're gonna play hard.
And RJ Barrett, but see, like I said last week when we was talking, I forgot they had Kemba. So that changed my whole perspective of it. You know what I'm saying?
But then think about, too, they got guys, what's my man came from Utah? Burke.
Alec Burke.
He can hoop.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Know what I'm saying? He is a bucket, So, and then Mitchell Robinson back, too. Remember, he didn't play in the playoffs. He was hurt. And he can protect that rim, and he catch some lobs. Man, they're going to be all right. Long as they can consist. Oh, and Fournier was balling too.
Oh, yeah, he was killing. So, where do they stack up versus? Because I like that Bulls roster.
I don't think
the Bulls are like championship caliber. Right. But, man, I love watching that team. I love watching them, just them dudes on the perimeter, man. Because I think
that's gonna be a fun matchup in New York whenever they play.
Ooh, I think Zach LaVine I think he ready to take that next step, bro.
They looked good last night. They was balling. They gonna be fun to watch all season, man. They got a nice group, and they ain't even gelled and meshed all the way yet.
It's a lot of teams right there in the East though that are like similar. Like you got New York, Boston, you got Chicago, Atlanta. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know what Charlotte gonna be.
Yeah, that's true. Yo, but I think they're a play-in type team.
No, they're fun to watch with LaMelo and them. And Gordon Hayward finally helped.
Because I just named them four, and then you got the Bucks and Brooklyn at the top, and we don't know what Philly is, whatever. But
and then you got Miami now.
So that puts
That 3-8 gonna be.
Oh man.
And we don't know.
And I know y'all hate to play in, but I love it just because of that.
That's gonna be interesting this season because it's gonna be some real good teams. It's gonna be just at home during playoff time.
No, bro. I love it. It's just like the playoffs before the playoffs, bro.
The playoffs is the regular season. You win. Hey, you know what? I wish they had a play-in for the college football playoffs. I believe my team would have got in last year. They don't got a quarterback and everything like that.
Ooh.
You have to win.
I love the play-in, man.
Why, Kevin?
Yeah,
it ain't changed.
Kim, you got 82 games worth of play in right now.
Yes. And it changed nothing last year. Everybody that was in stayed in.
No, but I'm saying it changed how teams played at the end, though. Because them teams that like at that four slot, they didn't want to have to deal with that. That 4-5, they didn't want to have to deal with that play in. So you know what I'm saying? It changed like how they played.
Man, listen.
Yeah, you the only one that noticed that. Nobody else noticed that.
The play in needs to play out.
I like it, man.
Yeah, Kevin just like because it's an extra game you get to watch. Yeah,
that too, just, but you know.
You want to work them boys some more. They feel like they got that shit.
It's just like that baseball play. Kevin, you know why I don't know why you like the play-in game? Because Chipper Jones' season ended – career ended on a play-in game.
But I ain't got no basketball team, so that don't matter to me.
His career ended on a play-in game, Kevin.
I ain't got no basketball team. Chipper was my favorite player, so that's different.
His career ended on a play-in game. But you shouldn't like him.
In basketball, I don't have no team. I watch anybody play basketball.
You win these 82 properly play those.
I like
it. Nah, look, now you look when you look, your mama say, eat your food, you get you win these games, you get in the playoff. It's simply that. All they play here.
I love it.
Give you another chance.
I love it. Get right at the end of the season. Ain't none of that resting players. Nah. Let's get it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You gotta do that during the season.
Yeah, well, hey. I get to watch a couple extra games. I'm chilling. That's
right. So listen. Boston, bro. Jason Tatum had a bad game. I'm going to ask y'all this. Who is the guy? Last night, of course, it looked like Jaylen Brown. I'm leaning Brown, but who is the guy?
I feel like the media wanted to be Jason Tatum. Mm-hmm. I feel like the dominant figure on that team is Jaylen Brown. I always felt that way. Mike, you know, I've always been more of a Jaylen Brown guy. Than a Tatum guy.
No doubt. More than me. And you know, I don't like Duke, but when that was my guy.
Yeah, I've been a Jaylen Brown fan, like, since the jump. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I feel like he's the dominant guy on that team, but I feel like the media wanted to be Jason Tatum. Mm-hmm. I feel like the world wanted to be Jason Tatum when you talk about the Celtics.
He went to Duke.
Yeah. he's the glamour guy. You know what I'm saying? Went to Duke.
Kobe, you know, guy.
Yeah, all of that.
Yeah. Nah, I mean, and I'm asking that because I feel like it's Brown. I just do. You know what I mean?
And this ain't because we watch one game, because we don't watch both of their whole career. You know what I'm saying?
And you know, every time they playing, I text like, yo, Brown just, he plays so, like, you know what I mean? And so, you know, I love Tatum. But I think it's Brown. Where they stack up in that, what we was talking about.
I think they're at the bottom of it because.
You think so, Kevin? That far?
Yeah, because I don't mean like out of the playoffs, but I mean the lower end of that.
Of the spectrum, yeah.
Yeah, because I'm talking like a 6-7 seed. Like simply five, because. I don't even know if they, yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to say when you start talking about teams like that. You know what I'm saying, at that level. But Dennis Schroeder's a backup to me. He's not a starter. You know what I'm saying? So
almost been an $84 million backup.
I just don't see him as like that guy.
No, he's not.
I love Dennis Schroeder, but he just, you know.
Yeah, he's a good 6-7 man. 6-7-8 man. It is what it is. You're not saying anything bad. I mean, he's a 6-7-8 man in the NBA. Like, there's not a lot of those out there. So
What you're saying is they missed Terry Rozier.
Yes.
Yes.
Big time.
I'm a scared Terry.
And like you said, Rozier, not Kyrie. Not even Kimball. But they missed Terry Rozier.
Uh-huh. He was perfect.
Mm-hmm. Because Kim and Kyrie didn't fit on this team.
They didn't. But Kimball more so than Kyrie, that just didn't fit at all.
Yeah.
And the injuries jacked up Kemba too, but it wasn't a good, but man, scared Terry, that team was
right.
It was like that. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know. I just when I was watching that game last night, you know, I was like, man, I hope Jalen get 50. And Kevin was like, he right there. And then he missed right. that dunk. Because I was like this. He was like, he right there. I had four right there. I was going to put 48. He missed the dunk. I said, oh.
He was tired, right?
Yeah, they was tired.
He should have tried to lay it up.
Yeah,
that was tired dunk right there.
Yeah, they was tired. But no, I was just asking, man, because, you know, I like them. I love the Jays, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum. You know, I like the coach. I like that team. You know, I like Williams. I like them cats, but it's like they did, they went backwards. Every year seemed like they going backwards to me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because they're not, I don't think they have, they're not adding good fits to their roster. They're trying to add names.
Yeah. Instead of adding
fits. You know what I'm saying? So, because I love Marcus Smart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like what he brings to that team.
Mm-hmm.
But who's your third option? If you got mm-hmm. Dennis Schroeder as your third option, I don't like that.
You insert Terry Rozier right there. Woo! And then you got Josh Richardson and them guys coming off the bench. Because I like Peyton Pritchard off the bench. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? All that, but hey man, I like them guys.
I like Pritchard more as a starter than I do Schroeder.
And Schroeder. I like Pritchard.
Because I'm going to tell you why. Because when Schroeder was in Atlanta, he looked so much more comfortable.
Yeah,
he was coming off the bench, getting you 19-7. You know what I mean? He looked so much comfortable that way.
A lot more comfortable.
Playing against backup bases. Yeah.
A lot more comfortable.
Yeah. And then, you know, some guys embrace that role, you know.
Yeah.
The Lou Wills and whatnot. O.J. Mayo did it. And of course, we know the long lines you listed on guys. But I was just asking, man. It was some other team I wanted. It was so many games on last night. It was great though.
I'm interested to see. You know, I always tell you I've never been a big Jimmy Butler fan, but I want to see what Miami do. I mean, they open up tonight.
What y'all think Hero gonna do? Because he had a pretty decent preseason, yeah, but you know he had that slump last year after going off in the bubble. You still think it was that bubble that was for him? Or?
I think he was over. Let me rephrase that. I ain't gonna say over because I was about to say overhyped. I think the expectations are too high for him.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? He's a solid player, and I think that's where the expectations need to stay. When they start trying to elevate him to that all-star caliber level, I think that's asking too much from him.
Well, yeah. I'm going to tell you what it kind of – now, this guy was all of that. It's a different sport. But this guy was, you know. But I'm saying it's like when Cam came out and threw for 400 yards in the first NFL game he played, it was like, it's great, but it set the bar like – because I think the second one he threw for like 300 or something. So it's like, oh, so when he don't do it, you know, and then you have – so I think that's kind of what happened with Hero that first year. He was, like, above it. And I think it was a perfect storm for him. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when sometimes you go to a situation, I ain't the number one pick. You know what I'm saying? And I got Bam here. I got Jimmy. I got, you know, Josh. I got all these guys around me. I got a system. And really, all I got to focus on is scoring the basketball, just, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I think he kind of – but then he kind of came back down to earth a little bit. I don't think he was that good, or he definitely ain't bad.
Yeah.
Like, right there.
But he definitely solid, though. He definitely –
absolutely.
He's very solid. You know
absolutely.
What I'm saying? I think Kyle Lowry is a huge addition to that team. I think that's what they've been missing.
Tremendous.
I think they've been missing that like big time. With him
missing Jimmy, what? And what Brown. Do you mean? What kind of attributes did Kyle got that you think that Miami team needed?
I'm saying he can actually run an offense. He can actually score. You know what I'm saying? I like Dragic, but he's a backup. He's a six-man type. You know what I'm
wonder how Kyle and Jimmy are gonna mesh. That's my hesitation. Those two. I don't know because I don't think I know the way Kyle played with DeRozan in Toronto. I don't know. It's just something about that.
you got to think about this with Kyle Lowry. You got to think about where he's been and how his roles have changed everywhere he's been. Like, Kyle Lowry didn't come into the league as what we know now as Kyle Lowry. He came in with Memphis as a backup.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And was killing Mike Conley in practice every day. And then he went to, I think, Houston. And then, you know what I'm
Sacramento,
saying?
Sacramento, he bounced around.
He bounced around and then became what he is now. So, Kyle Lowry know how to play. So, I ain't worried about him. Like, he don't seem like the type that wouldn't get along with his teammates. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't saying from a get along standpoint. I'm just saying, like, on
you talking about a play style standpoint.
That's
what I'm talking about, too. Like, I feel like he can play fit any kind
with
of style.
Almost anybody. I think he can fit with, like, if you passed him up with like a great score, say you give like him KD, I think he's gonna bring out a bunch more in KD.
I think if
you put him with a cat like, you know, AD or LeBron James or Klay Thompson, he's so smart. he's so smart, like Kevin said. Now, look at his size. Like, his size, it ain't like he blazing fast. It ain't like, so to be in the NBA this long, and think about when he came in, it was a different NBA.
Yeah.
To come through all of that and be here now?
Yeah.
Man, he's seen too much.
I was just going to make that point, Mike. If you look at him, look at his skill set, look at his body, his athletic ability. He's not athletic at all. For somebody with those traits to make it to the NBA, first of all, your skill level got to be like, you know what I'm saying, elite for you to, at his size, to make it that far and be an all-star, you know what I'm saying, at that size. That man know basketball. He know how to get it done, you know what I'm saying?
I take it a step further.
I don't worry about him at all.
I take it a step further for people to even know his name like they do.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
Because Kyle Lowry came to the league a little fat dude. Like, a little fat dude that played in the NBA for how long?
All of us taller than him.
Yeah,
so you know what I'm saying, like, you know, I think he can play
at that size to accomplish everything he done accomplished. Like, his IQ is off the charts.
And see, it's a lot of guards like that, like you were just saying, Kevin, about Boston chasing the name, and we bring up this name a lot. But bro, I don't know why. What's wrong with DJ Augustine, bro? I would have that dude.
Ain't he in Houston or somewhere?
I think I saw him last night in Houston. It's like, have y'all not seen the last 12 years what he does?
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand. It's like Kevin said, they're chasing the name, man. DJ Augustine, he can shoot. He quick. He can run an offense. Yeah. Like, I don't get it, but you know what I'm saying. I don't know, but... I want to see Miami too. I want to see, you know, Butler and Hero and I want to see them. I want to see them. Who else played last night? Charlotte and Indiana played. Charlotte, that was a good game. Rozier hurt right now. LaMelo was out there balling.
Yeah, he was. I was surprised at how the Wizards looked. Montrez hooped.
Man, did he?
I mean, that part ain't surprising that he was. Uh-huh. But yeah. I'm saying, like, I was surprised that team actually, you know what I'm saying? Trez was good last.
And they was on the road when they was in Toronto, I think.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because he got a tech for talking to Drake. Nah, he got a tech for talking to Drake.
Right.
And he told the ref, he said, "Do you know who I'm talking to?"
And I went to sleep. I didn't even see that Sacramento and Portland game.
They beat Portland.
Yeah.
Dame was 0-for-9 like from
Barnes
three.
Did his thing.
36, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Career high. Dame had a bad shooting night. I think CJ had like 34.
34,
Yeah, they was balling, man. They was balling. What's the name? Came back and beat Phoenix, Denver.
Mm-hmm.
What y'all think they're gonna do this season?
Denver or Phoenix?
Phoenix.
Hey,
man. I don't think they're gonna do what they did last year. I definitely don't think that.
I never been sold on them, man.
Yeah, y'all should have seen y'all faces when
well, you know, I'm a huge CP3 fan. Of course, I'm a huge Devin Booker fan. Love Monty, love Ayton, McKelby. I like the team, but I don't
last know. Year was a perfect storm. That's how
it was. It was. And then you think about it, Jamal Murray coming back.
How is he gonna be though? That's the thing.
They're gonna ball.
It might take a while.
I mean, like this season. Okay. Like, I know in the future, you know what I'm saying? I'm confident he's gonna be.
Mike.
He's gonna ball this year. But
I'm saying, because I love Jamal Murray.
He's gonna ball.
Not as much as Mike does, apparently.
I love Jamal Murray, bro. Like I feel like as good as he is, I feel like he underrated. I feel like a lot of people underrated.
Absolutely. Him and Devin Booker.
That stupid list that we was looking at the time when they had like the top 25 players under 25.
25.
And they had Jamal Murray at like 10. I'm like,
it was lower than that.
Four, three, maybe.
Like, maybe. Come on, man. Stop playing.
But I say two.
Dude. Super, super, super official, bro. Yeah,
I see your face, Quinn, but I say two. I'm telling you, because like the only people that I can really say better than him under 25 is they say Luka and Trey. I say Luka.
I don't think Trey better than Jamal Murray.
I can't put Trey over him.
Over Jamal Murray?
No, I'm agreeing with you. I'm saying I can't put Trey over Jamal Murray.
How old is Devin Booker?
Is he 25? I don't know.
If he is.
Okay, if he is, then.
Trae Young ain't going over him either.
Right. I don't know. I had to put a list up, but.
Who y'all taking, Trae or Ja?
Trae or Ja? I think I take Trae.
I'm going Ja. I love Ja.
Kevin.
I'm going Ja all day and day. I like Trey though. I love Trey, but I'm going with Ja, bro.
Devin Booker is under 25, so yeah, I put him over.
Gun to my head right now, I go Ja too, but it's just by hair.
I'm going Afro.
It's not.
Give me Ja Rule, baby.
I think the reason I say that is because he can't shoot as well as Trey. So I feel like if he ever make it deep into the playoffs, I feel like he can be slowed down way easier than Trey can. Because I feel like Trey put more pressure on the defense.
Don't worry about it, coming. I'm telling y'all, Ja that dude, man. His whole mentality. Man, I don't need all that. Everything. Come on, let go.
Yeah, Jason Tatum on that list too.
And Donovan, I'm finna say Donovan and now. Donovan Mitchell, how old are
you? Yeah, he on the list too. I forgot all them people that was on that list.
Trae Young ain't better than him?
Nah, he not.
No, bro, they wild. But whatever. But anyway, Quinn, now I'm with Kevin, bro. I don't think Phoenix going. They going to make the playoffs, I think. But I don't think they going to raise hell like that. Last year.
I don't even think they're better than them. Like I said, I think last year was just the perfect storm.
No, they ain't better than them. Dumba got some heat, boy. Whoo!
That squad is full of talent. Like you forget about people like Aaron Gordon on that team.
Yeah, you know I have forgot about two till you jump up and snatch that ball off that rim.
Dog, they loaded.
Mm-hmm. You forget about Will Barton.
He was hurt last year. Mm-hmm. But Will Barton, my boy Morris and Michael
Porter Jr. They got Jeff Green too.
That's right. Yeah, he signed back with them. Nah, they know
he was on fire last night.
Yeah, nah, Quinn. I don't think
six, seven, eight seed.
Eight. Ain't no eight. Six or seven.
Playing game.
I think Dallas gonna be I'm interested to see.
Did Dallas get anything in the offseason?
Jason Kidd.
Scotty
Van Axel say something.
I was about to say, ain't it time for him to retire?
Nah, listen. I'm just interested to see if Luka gonna get guys more involved. Luka get guys more involved, it's gonna be trouble.
I'm interested to see if Luka done picked up a half step on his moves.
No, he don't need to.
He don't have to.
Nah. Luka don't
that'll just be taking a shot at Kev.
And it pissed me off too. Like, how y'all in this? I just don't understand it, bro. Hey,
Luka say, listen, slow mo in the building.
I'm sorry. Hey, don't see nobody be killing like that. It's slow motion.
If I'm
like
going,
that,
Luka, I'm you got to drop 30 from 3-point line on me. I'm sorry.
He be killing this slow motion, dude.
Bro, he be, I'm talking about not like, oh, he had a good game, or oh, he shot a bunch of three. Luka be moving and grooving, get to the paint.
Bullying at that.
What? Oh, yeah. Man. Then looking at you like you crazy, bro. What you doing out here?
And it don't matter who it is. I'm talking about against the NBA's elite.
It don't matter.
I don't care who it is.
Let's get to it. You want this? Bow. Come here. I'm talking about, hey.
And that, I'm talking about dropping 40 on Kawhi and PG head. Like, come here. Come here.
He's
finna get it.
Well, Future say at the same damn time. Hey, he be going crazy. Straight up. But, hey, what y'all think about this? First impressions of the Lakers, Bucks, Nets, Warriors. Them four teams right there, I think them might be the last four teams standing. I think if Klay come back right, I think Golden State is going to make the Western Conference final.
Interesting.
Think so?
I do. Bruh, them two dudes, man, listen, man. They shoot the lights, man. I'm telling you, if Klay could come back right.
That's the only thing that made me hesitant on that. Though. Like, he'll miss so much. I can see if he missed one season.
Seasons, too.
You seen on commercials, he be drinking that milk.
I don't like the supporting cast.
I don't either.
I don't like what they got around them.
Hey, man.
I don't want Andrew Wiggins on my team if I'm trying to win a championship.
Dang, tell me how you really feel.
I don't know. What's the mother little dudes that look like Steph? All the like, like five of them look just like
Jordan Poole, actually. Nice.
Jordan Poole, now he be shooting it.
He be hooping. He hooped that Michigan, though.
The mother ones on Toscano Anderson and all them, and Steph, brother-in-law. You know what I'm saying?
He said Steph, brother-in-law.
That is his brother-in-law.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Damian Lee, I think.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. So, man, I'm telling you, man, if Klay come back right, they're going to go with this one.
Okay, if Klay come back right, I can see them going deep in the playoffs, Western Conference Finals, all that. I just don't see them as a championship caliber team because I don't like the supporting cast.
Oh, no, they won't beat L.A.
Yeah. Like, I don't like – when is Wiseman coming back?
I don't know, but that's beginning to be aggravating, too.
Right. So I don't feel like he is what they need. I don't feel like he ready for that type of basketball yet. But you know, I could be wrong because I felt something about DeAndre Ayton. He showed me wrong. He proved me wrong last year.
Man, he proved everybody wrong. Kevin. That wasn't just you.
But Kevin, he had a little more experience. What's the name? I feel you on Wiseman. He ain't gonna be playing.
Yeah,
he played, you know what I'm saying?
A quarter in college. He get to the pros. He played two quarters.
Yeah, like, it's like what we doing, you know. Yeah, and I understand, you know, his body got a, you know, because he's a big guy. And whatever.
He really ain't played no real basketball since high school.
Yeah.
Because like Kevin said, he played, he jumped the ball, dunked the ball at Memphis. And
yeah.
Got a block shot and it was a wrap.
Yeah, and then you don't have no experience against elite talent.
That's the thing. Yeah, so. You know what I'm saying? What you going to do with Anthony Davis start going crazy, for real? Mm-hmm. You right. know what I'm saying? And then they got Dwight Howard and DeAndre Jordan.
Right.
Man, they going to be throwing you bowls. Yeah, so
that's the only thing that had me a little hesitant about
about
Golden State. You know what I'm saying? They don't really have – who running the backup point for them?
little Steph.
Steph, because Steph ain't coming off the floor.
That's what I'm saying. I ain't really feeling that squad, bro.
So, when is Clay scheduled to come back?
I saw January.
Yeah, I saw something about the beginning of next year after the All-Star break, maybe even.
So what about LA? What's y'all first impressions on LA?
That game mean nothing to me. I know what you mean. Mm-hmm. But LA, I feel like they're gonna make it to the finals if they're healthy. I have a hard time believing they're gonna stay healthy. I feel like at the end of the day, Russ and LeBron gonna be the last two standing. But I just don't see them staying healthy. But if they do, I see them going to the finals and losing to Brooklyn.
Look, in my head, of course, you know how I feel. But I'm kind of leaning towards Kevin. I think because Russ and LeBron, you know what they do during the offseason. It's basketball all day for them. So they can make it through this season at the age they at. But I think Rondo can too, because I think Rondo – he's not. I think Rondo knows how to get through a season. He's been doing this long enough. But all the other old players on that team, I don't know if they can make it there as a solid unit. Then it'll be a 7-game series in the finals with the Nets. Whoever win. But I don't know. I mean, LeBron looked great. Russ was. Yeah. I don't know. Hey, we knew. I got more confidence in Russ than Kevin does. Apparently,
I don't have none. I don't have none for two reasons. For one, you know he's gonna try to play hero ball. I've been talking about that. You know what he's gonna do at the end of the game. For two, he can't shoot, so their spacing gonna be trash. Everybody gonna double off of him. LeBron ain't gonna have driving lanes. AD gonna have to be the spacer. He ain't gonna be able to work. You know what I'm saying? Nowhere around the rim. Don't have no other shooting really. Who they got as a shooter? Avery Bradley. Like who else on that team can shoot?
Malik Monk.
Yeah, I don't see him being part of the rotation, really.
Wayne Ellington. They're gonna have to play them dudes.
Yeah.
They ain't gonna have no other choice.
But just Russ's inability to shoot, I think, gonna kill that team.
How big
how can you play Dwight Howard, Russ and LeBron at the same time?
Wait, say that again.
How can you play Dwight Howard, Russ, and LeBron at the same time? Because you know AD gonna have to come off the floor and add DeAndre Jordan to that. How can you play all of them, any of them, at the same time?
You just gonna get a lot of rebounds.
You don't think you can?
No, because they can't.
Offensively,
shoot.
Yeah.
LeBron has no driving lanes now. It's gonna make him take more jumpers.
And it's not like you just throwing the ball, letting out of DeAndre saying go to work, or throwing it to Dwight Howard, even for that matter. Like, it's, you know what I'm saying? They ain't Jokic or Embiid.
Yeah. So I think they're going to get through the regular season just fine. But I think in the playoff, when it comes down to it and teams really start scheming, you know what I'm saying? I think that's going to end up hurting them. Russ going to have to make some shots, and I don't feel like he's going to make them. I feel like, and you know what else? I feel like Russ gonna have a million turnovers a game because of lack of spacing. Because there's no spacing on the court, he gonna be throwing that ball and losing it, and it's gonna get bad. I'm telling you.
Are they even gonna make the playoffs, Ken?
No, they gonna make the playoffs. They gonna do well in the playoffs.
He's saying when it slow down.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
When the rubber meet the road.
Yeah.
I can see that. I just want to believe Russ gonna get his mind right though.
I do too, man. Too. I like him so much as a player, but I could just see him just running 100 miles an hour up and down the floor, throwing the ball.
Yeah. Running into Dwight Howard, who's gonna be standing right in his driving lane.
I can see that happening, man.
I'm telling you, man. You can just let that team shoot. You can just, like, play everybody inside the three-point line. Don't nobody go outside the three-point line on defense. Just let them shoot. That's what I want y'all to do. Because I know you're going to beat me up inside. I want y'all to shoot.
They got a big squad.
Yeah. If I can get y'all to shoot threes, then we cool.
But Russ gonna be all right.
Because they don't even have KCP no more.
They showed no way yet.
I'm pretty sure he was part of that Washington trade.
He showed.
Yeah, he was.
He in Washington. Uh-huh. Yeah.
He showed.
So that team got better too. Washington.
They got Kyle Kuzma.
Yeah,
Trez. Trez, yep. KCP.
That team got better.
Yeah, they did. They did. Of course, we know Bradley. Okay. Look at Quinn.
I think LA probably should have tried to keep Trez just for another shooter.
They don't like him. They didn't play him last year.
That still pissed me off.
They whiffed on that Buddy Hill trade.
Yeah, they did.
That's really what they needed.
Yeah.
Well, imagine
Buddy playing with LeBron.
Buddy probably averaged 27 a game with only 9 shots.
Tell you, he's shooting 45-50% from three.
Wide open every shot.
Now that boy can shoot. And he getting them like that, like y'all say, wide open like that.
Yeah.
He would average 25 with only like 60 something shots because all of them going to be 3-pointers.
I'm telling you, it'll look something like Klay Thompson out there. You had Buddy playing with Klay.
30 points with 3 dribbles.
Yeah. Get it up. So what about Brooklyn, Milwaukee?
I mean, you know, I still feel like Brooklyn is – I feel like they winning it this year even without Kyrie. I feel like they can win it without Kyrie. I feel like they will win it without Kyrie. Milwaukee going to give them a run for their money. That experience from last year going to get them confidence. And I feel like it's going to come down to basically what it came down to last year pretty much.
You think T.J. Mann going to hurt them that much?
It's going to hurt them, and that's part of the reason why they won't be able to get over the top. But at the same time, I feel like KD and James Harden is just too much offensively for anybody.
Yeah.
You got the two most unguardable players in the NBA on the same team.
Yeah, that's tough. And you saw the other night. I think, Giannis. Come on, Giannis gonna be Giannis. Middleton gonna do what he do. I'm with you. I think it's just gonna be a slugfest again.
Yeah.
I give Brooklyn the edge because, like I said, I just don't see Joe Harris going that cold. And that's all that was. He just went cold.
Yeah, at the wrong time.
We saw what Patty Mills came to do. God.
Pat like, yeah. Kyrie who?
Hey, yo. I know they was like, good pickup. You know what I'm saying? Man, God. He kept him in the game.
Because
mm-hmm. KD was off in that first half.
You got Paul Millsap in there, which I know he ain't the old Paul Millsap.
Nah, still, but
he's a good vet.
He got good experience.
L.A. a good vet.
Mm-hmm.
And Blake, they gonna be right.
And Blake defend Giannis pretty well too.
Yo, I'm talking about like, cause you think about all the offensive fouls he caused last year, and then the other night he got one, then he almost got another one, and then he just make it tough for him. But I think it's cause, you know, Blake ain't no weak dude.
Yeah, Blake, he's a big dude. And
he can move.
I don't say just as athletic now, but, you know,
he can Blake. Still move.
Still.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's an athletic dude.
True. Yeah, I think it's going to be great, man. Every time they play, I think you're going to get a good game. You know what I mean? Yeah. It was a little off the other night, but you still saw the stars be stars. KD had 30, whatever, and Giannis 30, whatever, and 10, 11 rebounds. And I love that. And that's what Kevin be talking about. Like, that's what we want to see. We want to see KD and Giannis go at it. We want to see KD and Bron. Bron and Giannis. You know, I don't mind. But when you go get 4-5, that's kind of loading it. But that's another story for another day. But that was great to see, man. So I'm just glad the NBA bite. And, it's awesome. It's been awesome. It was the first two nights been awesome, and I know the rest gonna be awesome. Yeah, Cade ain't playing yet. He still hurt.
Yeah,
Jalen Green had a tough one last night, but that's okay. You know, Cade
got a timeline to come back.
It said indefinitely when I saw it. So,
he got an ankle injury.
Mm-hmm. High ankle sprain.
They ain't say. They just said ankle. But you know, Green man, had a tough one. See him. He'll be out though. You know, they had wasn't they had a tough one last night too, Jalen Suggs. But you know, I don't look for him to come out there and drop 30. Mm-hmm. A lot of them people, no. Oh my gosh, what he a rookie.
Yeah.
Who 2 years ago was playing in high school. So relax. You know what I'm saying? They're gonna be just fine. My boy Ant-Man went ham last night.
Yeah, that's gonna be a nice little backcourt too.
Who that?
Oh, you talking about Anthony Edwards? No, I was talking about Cole Anthony and Jalen Suggs.
Oh, yeah. Nah, that's
gonna be a nice little backcourt.
Yeah, that's gonna be nice. But yeah, nah, I was talking about Ant-Man, but yeah, that's gonna be nice.
Yeah, nice. Anthony Edwards went off.
Yo, Ant-Man. I mean,
that's expected though. He at this point, he one of the best scorers in the NBA already.
It's amazing too. Yeah. It's amazing. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Man, let's talk some NFL football. Hey, real quick with NCAA football. You know, ain't nothing much happened too crazy. Go Dawgs, of course, you know. Hey, I got a question for y'all. Two questions. The first one.
Is this the one you talking about earlier?
No. The first one just it's a how y'all feel about Ed OG getting fired, man?
They kind of had to, you know what I'm saying? Like the only thing to keeping him now at this point is just that national championship that he won anyway. It was just a matter of time.
Yeah, I think, yeah, and all this stuff is coming out now. Even though his players saying a lot of this stuff ain't true about him having women at practice and stuff, but like he been getting around old Baton Rouge down there. So yeah. I think he kind of had to, especially all that stuff over the summer with all them students coming out about the former players and stuff, especially with Geis, his stuff just coming out that they were saying that Ed was covering up and stuff. So it's been piling up and piling up. And even though they won, I think they wanted to get in front of it because they didn't want him to get on no high streak going in the end of the season. And then they'd be forced to keep him.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I feel y'all. I just thought it was odd because they won the game. But after I saw and heard, read a bunch of stuff and saying what y'all was saying, it's like, yeah, you kind of had to, you know.
I'm surprised they gave him the whole buyout though.
Well, I'm not.
They're appreciative of that championship.
Yeah, you know, and sometimes, you know, and see a lot of that stuff went on his watch too, right?
Yeah, that's true.
So some of that stuff starts. So, you know, like Kevin said, I think that's a big part that appreciate that championship. And you know, it is what it is. They got it, they got money to burn. So they like it's kind of a because wasn't they trying to sue now? Tennessee.
Pruitt. It's like, and I hate that, though, because I feel like he could come back and be the defense coordinator at Alabama next season. And if he do this, ain't nobody going to hire him.
Man, Nick Saban do what he want to do. If he want Jeremy to come back.
Hey, Nick, he repair careers, but that's what he do.
He get Jeremy back, and that thing, no Jeremy coach in South Carolina.
Exactly. He got Sark back, right? Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
He's a healer.
Because remember what was Lane Kiffin's reputation before he came to Bama? He had a bad reputation.
That's true.
Bro.
That's true.
Sark had a bad reputation. And nobody want to touch Sark.
Yeah. So, you know, I ain't surprised they came to Bama.
Who does LSU look at as the next coach, though?
I think
like,
they go?
Yeah, go ahead.
They've been talking about it out here, Kev. Like the word on the street out here in Texas is they want a Randall.
That's who they
come at. He's one of the names at the top of the list. Yeah. And Baylor trying to do anything to keep him.
Why not, Mike?
I like around him.
Yeah.
So if I'ma get a coach in there, right? Like, so you know, remember when they moved on from Mar Rick, and he was like, man, I don't know if they should get Kirby. You know, he ain't never been a coach. And I was like, but the only reason I wasn't tripping is because he had been an assistant for so long under that man. You get what I'm saying? Like, I ain't talking about one of these 2-3 year guys.
Right.
I'm talking about he had been with Nick, man. You know what I mean?
Right. 7, 8, 9 years.
Right. So with a rounder, it's like he ain't tested enough to be the head coach of that job.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, it ain't nothing, there ain't no shot at a rounder. But I just think to take that job,
he ain't ready for it.
But think about this. This is the shoes you're stepping into. You know who the last three coaches was at LSU, right?
Oh, yeah.
And OG, Les Miles, and Nick Saban. You know what they all did?
He won the national championship.
So now that's what you're stepping in. That's what you hiring somebody to succeed. You understand what I'm saying? So me and Calvin was talking about the other day on Lincoln Riley. And I was like, well, if I'm Lincoln Riley, I ain't leaving Oklahoma, you know. I'm not leaving Oklahoma unless it's to go to the NFL. You know, I said, if I was going to leave, I'd go to USC. Now, I think LSU would a better job, but the easier job would be USC.
Much easier.
That's a lot of removal.
But I'm just saying, if I was going to leave, it would be the NFL or that, but I wouldn't go to USC over Oklahoma either. You know what I'm saying? But I wouldn't go to LSU because you already coming to the SEC, which, like you said, Kevin, was a bad move for them in Texas anyway. But there's no way I'm going in the SEC West, bro, which they probably might end up in the SEC West anyway.
What y'all think about the other name that I heard is hot is James Franklin.
I heard that too.
I heard that too. I mean, he went everywhere he go, but I don't know.
I might though if I was.
I won't see why LSU wouldn't go after him. If I'm LSU, yeah, I go after him. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. Would you? If you're him, would you leave Penn State though?
Yeah, I think you have to. I don't think he went at Penn State. I don't know if he has to, because that's a personal decision. From strictly a football standpoint, yeah, I would.
Yeah,
we're talking like strictly football standpoint. Yeah,
but when he be coming into the same position though, like he's behind Ohio State at Penn State, he's coming in at LSU, he'll be behind Alabama downhill.
But wait, it's the SEC, it just mean more, baby.
Yeah, that and you can get talent at LSU though, man. Like,
yeah, that's true.
You're not gonna steal at Penn State, you ain't stealing nothing from Ohio State. At LSU, it's enough guys in state. So you can build that program up. And the guys around the Southeast too, you know what I'm saying?
But think about it. Penn State, you fighting Ohio State, Michigan State. Mel Tucker got them boys right. So guys, it's a lot of talent, football talent in Michigan alone. So there's a lot of guys that, oh, man, Michigan State. I heard Mel Tucker too. I heard Mel Tucker for the LSU job. Now,
what you think about that?
So now this the thing. Mel, I feel like Mel, like I do about Kirby. He got that stamp. Bro, Nick Saban hired Mel three times.
Yeah, he
did.
That
means something.
Yeah. If he gonna hire him three times, he love him and he love what he do.
I wouldn't mind saying Charlie Strong is about my defensive coordinator.
I want him to be, where is he now? Is he still on the staff?
Nah, I think he in Jacksonville. I think he
did. He go. Oh yeah, he did go to Jacksonville.
Charlie, man, trying to get screwed at every job too.
Yeah, he does.
He was set up for success in Texas, but you know, shout out to Charlie. But Mel got that stamp.
Not a bad idea, Kevin.
Mel got that stamp, man. When Saban stamp you, I'm trying to tell you, he hired Mel Tucker three times. Then Mel went to Georgia with Kirby. That first year they had Aiden, whatever. Then they go to the Natty. They had that defense right when they played Bell. They had the defense right. And then they came calling, was it Colorado? Colorado State. When Mike Bobo got let go, and then boom, he went to Michigan State. Now they're in the top 10.
They're in the top 10 with a trash roster.
I don't know nobody playing with them, but that running back is for real. Walker for real. But yeah, you know, it's gonna be interesting. You know what I mean? They got the bread to get whoever they want.
They do.
You understand what I'm saying? So it's gonna be interesting, man. I just wanted to see how y'all felt about that. with them. They beat Florida. That was a big win. That was crazy. But so this is my question. You know, pretty much everything college football is what it is right now. It's looking, you know, it's shaping up to be grandiose at the end. But this is a question that I got for y'all. No, hey, look, it's looking beautiful. Looking like the Clash of the Titans should meet up in December. You know, ain't gonna be y'all friend for a week. He back to normal. But no, look, so this is a I guess it's a college and pro question. But I'm asking y'all, right? Y'all ready?
Go ahead.
All right. Is Mac Jones better than Tua and Hurts?
I'm not answering that question.
You got to.
Wait. When you say, you mean from a college level or overall?
Hey, I'm talking about period.
Okay, so, because I think I got a feeling which way Kevin going to go on this.
I told y'all I had something for you.
So here's the thing, right? So
Hold on. And the other part is it, or now go ahead. I ain't gonna leave. I'm gonna bring that part over. Go ahead, my bad.
Okay, so here's the thing, right? I think it, I feel like this, and I really do. I feel like this, right? I feel like Tua would have had almost the exact same season that Mac had last year if he was playing with that team. I really feel like that because 2019 was an odd year. And when I say that, I mean you had LSU, the juggernaut. Everything came together for him, right? Mm-hmm. Joe Brady, Joe Burrow, and that offense, that the 2019 LSU offense was basically the 2020 Bama offense when you look at it. As far as all the weapons they had. So I feel like Tua ran up against that, right? And he ended up hurting his hip 2 weeks later, right? But I feel like he would have done the same thing in 2020 that Mac did. Mac is – I don't even know if I'm being fair to Tua when I say Mac is more accurate. But I feel like he is – I feel like Mac is a little bit – I guess what I'm saying, calmer, because I feel like Mac will take less chances than Tua, which could be a good thing sometimes. Mm. So I don't know, man. I
also said Jalen Hurts. Is he better than both of them? Or is he better than one of them? Or is he not better than either one of them at all?
I feel like Mac is better than Jalen. And I only say that is because it's the, especially in the NFL, but it all comes down to passing accuracy, and Jalen's still lacking in that area. You got to run a specific offense for Jalen. I think you can put Mac in a pro style offense and he'll be fine like he is now. I think you got to work some things around Jalen to get his full potential out. Mm. So, I go Mac to a Jalen in that order.
Okay.
I'm simply going Mac over Tua just because I feel like Mac is a little bit more careful with the ball than Tua is.
Okay. K-Dub!
I go Tua, Jalen, Mac.
Wow. Oh,
wow. Okay.
For one, Tua is not really getting a fair shake at this. Like, I know he's been hurt, but it's just a lot of stuff they blame on him is just not his fault. I hate the offense they run. Mm-hmm. It's like I hate the offense they run in Philly. They don't give them enough opportunities, and then they want to talk about how they can't throw the ball this and they can't throw the ball that. But if they're running RPOs and screens the whole game, how do you expect them doing any of this stuff? And then you put them in a situation where they have to do it when it's third and long. That was the only opportunity they get to throw the ball downfield. You know what I'm saying? Mac is in a great position. Y'all know I love Mac Jones. Mac is in a great position. If Tua was in that position Mac is in, they would be talking about Tua the same way they talk about, maybe not Justin Herbert, but the same way they talk about Joe Burrow. If Tua was in that situation, because Tua is the most accurate short thrower I think I've ever seen.
Especially slants.
Slants, anything short, anything around 15 yards and under, he's like the most accurate I ever seen. You know what I'm saying? His issue is staying on the field, which is, like we always say, availability as a talent. So that's the knock on him. But other than that, Tua is accurate with the ball. You know what I'm saying? Jalen, a lot of that is just the offense that they run. Like, he don't get a lot of opportunities, you know what I'm saying, to show what he can do. And plus, he adds the ability to run, which is, you know what I'm saying, which is huge. That's a huge plus, you know what I mean? Like, he scored 3 touchdowns last week against Tampa Bay, and people act like he played like trash. The man scored 3 touchdowns just because he ain't out there throwing it all over the field like everybody else, you know what I'm saying? Whatever. But
so
what's the last running quarterback going to the Super Bowl, though?
Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson ain't a running quarterback.
Absolutely he is.
He's not a running quarterback, but Mike.
Russell Wilson is not a running quarterback. He ain't strictly just throwing the ball.
Absolutely. Especially back then he was. He don't run as much now.
The week before that, Jalen threw for over 300 yards. So he can throw the ball. It ain't like he can't throw the ball. It's just the opportunities he get. And they don't run the ball. Like, they want him to come out there and you know what I'm saying, and be this savior in Philly. But Miles Sanders got, like, 2 carries.
They got an offensive line problem, too.
And they got an offensive line issue. Like, I don't.
So you said Tua.
Tua, Jalen Mack.
Jalen Mack. Okay. All right. Now, I just wanted to ask y'all that. Because I just
you shocked me with that one, Kev.
Well, Jalen is dynamic. Like, them other 2 guys, like, they, you know what I'm saying, they can be, you know what I'm saying, they can be good. But Jalen, he got that added dynamic to it, you know what I'm saying, with the running, with the feet.
Well, I y'all want to know what I think?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to wait, right? I'm going to wait, and I'm going to come back to this a little bit later.
You made us answer. You answer.
Because right now, I'm kind of like in limbo. Because if it was me for real, I probably would say Mac better than both of them. Just off of, like, the pure quarterback standpoint, I think he better than them. In some aspects, I would take, but see, like with Jalen, his ability to run, it is so huge.
So are you saying we shouldn't consider the situations they're in? We just based off strictly what we see?
No. You definitely got to consider the situation.
I didn't even consider the situation. I was just thinking, like, them being on the level playing field. You know, they definitely not on the level playing field right now.
But you can't do that, though, because that's how even you break down. That's how everybody break down Manning and Brady and Rodgers and all of that. So, but I just right now I would probably lean Mac, but Jalen's ability to run the ball. But they do, like Kevin said, they run 59 screens. The man throw the ball 80 times and got 40 yards, bro. What y'all doing?
You know that'd be making me mad. That'd be making me mad.
Yeah. And then
they throw one more bubble screen.
And then it's his fault that they're 3-10 on third down. You know what I mean? So you didn't give me an opportunity to get 7-8 yards on second down. You know what I'm saying? You made me throw a screen that got stopped for no gain or 2-yard loss. But now you want me to convert on third down. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and to your Miles Sanders point, they got him and don't run it. Tua don't have no running guy.
And he good. Yeah, because Myles Gaskin is the starter, and he ain't.
Tua don't have a running. And they, I don't, for what reason? And, bro, I've heard the guy who cut my son out is a diehard Philly fan. He like, bro, I don't know why I don't give Miles Sanders the ball. And he loves Jalen Hurts. Run. But he loves Jalen Hurts. You know Miles what I'm Sanders saying?
Is a nice running back.
I just and I've heard like pro people saying it. I've heard, you know, like the people on the show that the pro guys, I've heard, you know, but it's like why you don't get the ball. That dude can run the ball, you know what I'm saying? They ain't give it to him, but I don't know. But yeah, I would lean Mac probably. He called. He called. It's crazy because I came totally 360 because when Kevin was like, yo, then I'm just like, he's straight, Kevin. Like, you know, I ain't never think he was just trash, but I was like, he's straight. But he cold, man. He cold. I mean, I know that it rubbed y'all a little different too because it pissed you off when they act like Jalen just trash and Tua just trash, and then Mac get all the high praise. And I understand that. But I ain't gonna lie, I think Mac just, I don't know. I like the cat.
Man, it's some people just pick and choose who they like. Not saying you, but
No. I know exactly what you mean.
So you look at they dog Tua out, they dog Jalen out. Both of these dudes, I think Tua got what, 10, 11 career starts?
Yeah, that's ludicrous to me.
Trevor Lawrence got more interceptions than touchdowns and won one game.
You expected that, though. But, I know I did.
But no, yeah. he has so much arm talent that we're just going to give him all this time and let him develop. But these other guys, you know what I'm saying? Tua got a winning record as a starter. Let's not forget that. You know what I'm saying?
You'll never hear about that, though. You'll never hear about that.
Jalen don't get that same kind of, you know what I'm saying?
Leash.
Benefit of the doubt. But
yeah. No. I feel you. So what's your
question? I got a question for you, Mike.
What up?
Girly Chubb or Michelle? What's your order?
Girly Chubb or Michelle?
Yeah.
Exactly how you said it?
Yeah. That's easy.
Girly Chubb, Michelle.
Ty Gurley, a game changer, bro. That's an easy one. No. I love Nick Chubb, but Ty Gurley is a problem.
Man, I saw Ty Gurley have over 200 all-purpose yards and 3 touchdowns. He scored out the backfield twice and ran a kickback against Clemson. Yeah, he dynamic, bro.
It's just the amount of pressure he put on the defense, bro. Like, I hated him when Bama had to play Georgia. Because I thought you can stop him at the line of scrimmage and he's still going to get 3 yards.
Yeah, because he's going to lean over for 3 yards.
He actually ran for 150 in that SEC championship. And that Alabama defense was ridiculous.
Yeah.
That was one of the things I was worried about going into that game. Like, man, I don't know if they're going to be able to run the ball.
I call him a heavy league.
But he ran it, man. He ran it. You know what I mean?
I asked that, Mike, because I saw a list yesterday. I meant to ask you about this yesterday. I saw a list on a Georgia fan site, mm-hmm. and they got Chubb in front of Gurley. They got Herschel Walker 1, Chubb 2, Gurley 3, Michelle 4.
So why was Sonny Michelle even involved in that conversation?
It's a top 15 Georgia running backs of all time.
Well, see, first of all, I'm going Garrison over Chubb and Michelle. I'm going Herschel 1. You got to go Herschel 1 just because what he represented did. Then I'm going Ty. Then I'm going Garrison. And then I'm going Chubb. And it's some more before I put Michelle in there. No Sean Moreno to me.
I'll put No Sean in front of Michelle, too.
I was about to say.
Yeah, No Sean Moreno.
Forget about No Sean. No Sean was living nice in Denver.
Man, No Sean was a problem. You understand what I'm saying? So
Wait. Where you put Richard Samuels in?
1,015? Yeah. You think you don't like Brian Robinson?
No, bro. D-Rob.
But you got to go Herschel 1 just because. And then I'm going Gurley. I'm going Garrison. No Sean.
Man, let me see what it had them other ones ranked. So. They got Robert Edwards at 15.
You know Robert Edwards, my boy. Now
I'm going Robert Edwards over Sony too. I'm going Robert Edwards over Nick.
They got Terrell Davis at 11.
Yeah, he wasn't really Terrell there.
Yeah, I'm finna say he ain't do nothing in Georgia.
They got Swift at 10. No Sean at 8.
What?
They got dudes from the 40s and 50s on this list, man. They got Frank Sinkwich at number 6.
Come on, man. I can't speak on Mr. Sandwich because I ain't seen Mr. Sandwich play. But I'm just saying. Ain't no way you're telling me.
They got Hurst at 5, Michelle at 4.
No. They just got
Chubb at 2.
They got his number 5. He was number 5, right? That's what you're saying. He won a number 5 at UGA. He's not 5.
They got it at 5.
And they got Noshon at 11? 10? 11?
No, they got Noshon at 8, I think it was.
And they had D Swift at 10 or whatever.
Yeah, Noshon at 8 and Swift at 10.
Swift under Mr. Sandwich too?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Don't worry about it, man. That's come on, man. They playing. Listen, before we go, man, we got to show this dude some love. It's a few NFL cats I need to show some love. Lamar Jackson is just annihilating stuff. Kyler Murray. Justin Herbert had a tough one last week, but Justin Herbert, Dak Prescott. Man, I'm talking about like Matt Stafford, Tom Brady, Derrick Henry, jeez please, Trayvon Diggs. Like, man, the NFL, and then hold on. Did they pay all the teams that play on Monday Night Football extra? Bro, this been the best games in a row of Monday Night Football I think I've seen ever. Like, this many in a row? How many been the overtime?
Like, Sunday night been trash a little bit. Monday night been
crazy, bro. I'm talking about, like, that game the other night ended on, what, the 2-yard line?
Right.
Come on. Derrick Henry went Heisman game?
Zerk.
Oh, my gosh, bro.
Hey, man, I'm telling you, people think I'd be lying when I tell you I watched every game Derrick Henry played since his first year at Bama to now, and I've seen him get caught from behind one time, in every single game I've seen him play.
It ain't happening, man.
And that was only because he didn't know Marcus Peters was behind him.
Check this out. Did y'all see that little piece they did on him about when he was in high school?
Yeah.
When the guy said he was coaching against them.
Mm-hmm.
He said AD was in there. And he said he had, like, designed his defense and they was going to stop him. Man, he said it was like 7-8 dudes. And he just, you know, broke out and they couldn't tackle him. So the dude said, turn around to the AD and said, man, what you want me to do? He said, the AD said, just wait till next year.
Hey, you can't do
that. Yo, so look what he doing in the league. Bro, imagine. I remember, like, so I was telling Sal because, you know, he loved De'Aaron. He's like, oh, man. So I said, dog, when he committed to Georgia, to play linebacker.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He said, what? I said, dog. I said, now, look like he made the right decision, but I'm saying, and he probably would have been just as successful in linebacker.
Exactly.
Probably he would have been. But I'm just saying. And he was like, huh? I said, dog. The first time I saw him, he had committed to Georgia. That's the only way Bama got him was you can play running back.
That's the only way.
Because Saban lets you play where you want to play best.
Right. So I remember.
Hit back in. He let you play where you want to play until you get there. And he figure out you need to play this way like he did Diggs.
No, but even still, he suggested that to Diggs. I mean, you know how it go. But
he voluntold him.
Yeah. Such made it. But, so, you know, I remember I was watching the you know how they do the high school games on Friday night, beginning of the season.
Yeah.
And, man, boom. They just bumped the coverage out of the way or whatever was going on. That when he had broke the record for the single game or whatever. Right. And I said, yo, this dude going to be something else. And, you know, but, man, the NFL been amazing, bro. It always is. But man, it's been
from,
some
from an guys. Offensive standpoint. I'd be feeling bad for some of them defenders sometimes, man. Yeah, I don't know what they're supposed to do.
It really ain't much they can do.
I be feeling bad for them DBs when they catch that stiff arm.
Look, Najee been balling too.
Yeah, which is crazy because he had to make the most of every opportunity he gets. Does, it ain't man. Very many.
And my man D Swift too. He didn't have a really good rushing game Sunday, but he been playing well. Same situation. They ain't got much.
Jamar Chase too.
Chase, man,
Earl been playing pretty good too.
He has. He said Joe Burrow. Joe Mixon been told that thing too. And Damian Harris was running. Boy, Sunday, that one run he had Sunday, boy. Ooh, what my boy Kyle Brandt called the angry run. Oh my gosh, bro. He was balling, man. Hey, it's been great. And then the walk-off.
My boy Henry Ruggs been balling too.
Yeah, Ruggs been balling. Ruggs been balling.
I really hope he balled this weekend. I got him in the lineup this week.
Well, one of them teams you got, boy, you just need to let it go.
Man, Sunday, I was at like 10 o'clock. I was like, I need to set my lineup. Man, 2 hours flew by. I looked up, it was 12:02. I was like, man,
this man had Alvin Kamara in the starting lineup. Kamara on a bye.
Alvin in Atlanta. Alvin. He had the crib.
Oh, hey, Instagram.
Hey. Quinn, you need to Lane Kiffin one no team, but
I do.
They leave in the middle of the night.
I do. I'm catching. Ain't gonna get on the flight back home from a road game.
Oh man. But nah, man. I know it's something we missing because it's the NFL just been amazing, bro. It's been good. Man. But it was something else. Oh, the Chiefs got it together. I know we said we was gonna talk about them, but they got it together. I think it still wasn't.
You sure about that?
That's what I said. It wasn't.
Yeah, I was about to say I ain't gonna go that far right yet.
But. Yeah, that's why I said. I said I think. But how could we ain't even say this dude? Aaron Rodgers been killing it. Aaron Rodgers.
You know Quinn ain't gonna sit.
Devontae Adams, Aaron Jones, they all been bombing.
They lost that first game. Everybody was jumping on them, and they ain't lost since.
Yeah, he looked great. He looked great. It's setting up to be a great, great, great season. Woo, Kyler Murray. Kyle, what's wrong with that dude, man?
What y'all think they can Arizona can do like for real?
I think they can do whatever the hell they want to do. But them boys good.
On both sides of the ball.
Both. Bruh, them boy, dog, DeAndre Hopkins ain't played and they ain't miss a beat.
They need to make a run.
NFC West tough. Them, the Rams, Seattle, man, that hurt. Russell Wilson got hurt. That's going to hurt them.
Yeah, they bad.
But, San Francisco, we don't know what they are. You know, Garoppolo can't stay healthy, and you can't put all that on Trey Lance. So,
that's a two-team league. You're right.
It's gonna come down to them. The NFC gonna be tough. Period. Though you got Tampa and the Rams and Green Bay, Arizona, Dallas. It's tough. You know,
much as I hate to say that,
Dallas could close their eyes and win their division.
Or they could just play defense and let Diggs pick six every team they play.
I love watching this cat. It's become must-see TV. Yeah. I don't think he'll get on with you, Kevin. I don't think he get that record because that's
what is the record?
14.
14.
He had seven
though.
Yeah. I think the second closest is 12. Somebody had 12.
12 was probably like Champ Bailey or somebody. I don't know.
Of course,
he said Champ. Champ got 10, though, for real. He did get 10 one year.
Yeah, Champ did get double digits. But twice. I think somebody got 12.
Twice.
Champ. It wasn't dude play with the Jets, was it?
Nah.
Reeves, he never had double digits. They don't play with him, boy. They ain't play with him like that. Revis ain't had no kind of opportunity.
Nah, because Revis is probably the second best cover corner of all time.
I think Rod Woodson had
Rod had that at safety though.
That's what I was saying. He moved to safety.
He had his highest number at safety. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's some old people that had 12.
Mr. Sandwich, no.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bob Nussenbauer and all of them, you know what I'm saying?
he said Nussenbauer.
14, that's a lot of interceptions. Good Lord.
Yeah, so a few people had 12.
Yeah, that's a lot. But, oh, man, I'm tripping. Shout out to Candace Parker and the Chicago Sky.
Oh, yeah.
Got it done. That was a hell of a game, too. But shout out to her, man. That was really good to see. But them ladies was hooping, man. They was hooping. Yeah. Shout out to Candace, the whole Chicago Sky. Yeah. But
hey Mike, you wanna hear something?
What up?
The next highest in the modern time, it actually was Champ Bailey with 10 in 2006.
Duh.
Antonio Cromartie had 10 too.
We ain't talking about him. We talking about Mr. Bailey.
Actually, Xavier Howard had 10 last year.
Yeah, Cromartie had 10 in 2007.
Hey, I knew that.
Tyrone, Delta O'Neal.
I knew Xavier Howard had 10 last year, but don't worry about all that. We talking about Champ. Hey, man.
Scott Case.
You remember Scott Case?
Yeah, for the Falcons.
Lester Hayes had 13 in 1980.
Hey, Lester Hayes was a bad boy, though. Yeah, with the Raiders. Mm-hmm. No. Boy, that was something else. Yeah. But now, I Diggs, man, I'm rooting for him.
They just going to stop throwing at him eventually.
Yeah, they are.
At this point.
Unless you're crazy. You know?
Because at this point, for a corner to get that many interceptions, bro, that means he on his game.
And this early in the season?
Yeah, I can see if he was a safety doing that, but at corner.
But see, this the thing with him is, boy, he got them hands. And when he touch it, he trying to go house.
Yeah, because he naturally a receiver.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like that one lad when the week before that, when he bumped that dude by, he looked just like that thing. It was nasty, boy. Mm-hmm. I like that guy. Yeah. Well, yeah. Man.
His brother said he wanted to meet him in Super Bowl because he know how to beat him.
What? Buffalo got it. They balling.
They ain't playing like they was playing last season, though. They don't look the same to me.
I ain't never been that high on Buffalo as everybody else.
They're good, man.
They straight. They're straight. I mean, they like a running game.
Yeah, that's true.
And they put a lot on Josh Allen's shoulder.
A whole lot. They put the running game on his shoulders too.
Hey man, hold on. I ain't giving him that bell. They put a lot on Lamar. Lamar just get it done.
Yeah, but that's the thing though. Lamar get it done though.
Lamar get it done. Lamar said, Hey, go get that boy right there. He could play running back. Come on, bring him in here. Don't worry about it.
Just
get a new running back out there.
I'm confident in Lamar. If he ain't got no running game, I ain't worried about it. I know he going to get it done.
Didn't they say
Josh Allen?
Hey, look, they say he can't throw from the pocket, but boy, I throw full strikes.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, 3 yards, though.
And let's be real. Josh Allen don't run like how Lamar run.
No.
Like, yeah, not even that's close. True.
Hey, Josh, man.
Josh Allen is a Mike Allstott quarterback.
Lamar the closest thing to Mike Vick we done seen.
Yeah. And I give you that.
And Kyler Murray, the closest thing to Carl Lewis. Man, that little joker know he's something. Good God of mine.
I still can't believe he picked football over baseball, though. I can't believe that.
I can believe it. It's just what he enjoyed more.
And he played quarterback, too. Like, now, if he was a running back or something,
yeah, you're right. Quarterback. It's the position.
Why you say that, Quinn?
It's because I guess I'm thinking about it from a longevity and not even money wise, just a longevity standpoint. You know what I mean?
You say that money thing because I feel like that's a misconception.
Yeah, it is. Especially for quarterbacks.
Everybody ain't making that kind of money in baseball. It's just you see them big, huge contracts, but them contracts be for like 10 years. And
that's what I'm going to say.
Get the same contract for like four.
They done made that full time.
Right.
On everything.
And then y'all quarterback in the NFL, you can make that bread as a quarterback.
Yeah.
And you can play a long time.
Right.
I'd have picked baseball though.
Yeah, but you a baseball guy. You know what I'm saying? Like he might just be a football guy at heart and might just be good at baseball.
That can play baseball like Jameis was.
Yeah.
I don't even know how Jameis saw anything.
He was a pitcher too, Mike.
Yeah, he was a pitcher.
Old Jameis. He said, I don't know how Jameis saw anything.
I don't. Well, my guys off this week getting some rest, getting healed up. Got a big one at the cocktail party next Saturday.
No, they don't. They don't have a big one. A big one would imply that they playing the team that can actually beat them.
Right.
You don't think the Florida Gators are?
No. You don't either. Nobody does.
They start AR-15. Dynamic.
Man, come on.
Mike, stop pumping yourself up thinking you're going to be watching exciting AR-15.
Might be doing what he accused me of doing. He be trying to downplay everything. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not downplaying them. I'm saying the guys are good.
No, you downplaying Georgia right now is what you're doing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I ain't downplaying them. I'm just saying, listen.
Approach
every game the same.
Did you see what LSU just did to Florida? They ran for 876 yards and 18 touchdowns, Sarah. Georgia got 87 running backs right now.
Well, now Kendall Milton got hurt.
Okay, man, so they got
shut up, Mike. Shut up, Mike. Mike, just hush, man.
Listen, approach every game the same. Who Bama got? Bama finna walk through Tennessee.
Yeah. I'm so glad Ole Miss ran 103 plays last Saturday because they're going to be tired off the bat.
Super. Hey, man, one thing about it, though, man, I know this ain't every fan, so I ain't. But, man, why damn them folks ain't got to throw golf balls and things like that at Atlanta? Now, come on,
how
man.
How did even get all this stuff in the stadium?
For real. And you thought golf ball at that man, what wrong with y'all?
Stupid, man.
It almost hit him too, dude. Like that was like if he had took like one more step, that'd be right on top of the head.
And then that's messed up because you know 99% of their fans ain't stupid and ain't doing stuff like that. But then you got the little folks is dumb, mess it up. Then they fine Tennessee $250,000. The hell you fine them for? Right.
That the SEC got that had alcohol in the stadium for one half of the season about to get taken away.
Straight messed that up. Yeah, they talking about they finna review their policies on and how they serve it and all kind of stuff like that. So yeah, man, it's crazy, man. But y'all got anything, yo?
Nah, I'm good, bro.
Yeah, I'm good too.
You done turned the light down low over that thing.
Man, it's going
up. Uh-oh.
I got some Teddy P playing in
there. Yeah, I'm lit the incense up.
What's that song you said Mike listen to, Kevin?
Huh?
What's that song you said Mike listen to?
Mike listen to groove thing. And
yeah.
Yo, Mike played him on 90s, dude. I know.
Hey.
They listen to Brand Nubian.
Man, crazy. Oh, yeah,
Mike, like he had one of them all day party. Like, where you going, buddy? Run through Mike Pace house. He got some folks over now. Run over there real quick.
On everything.
It ended up being there all night.
That's how Kevin used to do my room.
Yeah, for real.
Hey, and our house when I moved out back. That used to be. But look, I do got something for y'all. It ain't gonna be there week. We'll get y'all next week. I let y'all out the hook with Deontay Wilder. I let y'all out the hook.
No. Let's go ahead and talk about it then.
Cause I got to go. I ain't got time. Hey, look at you back there. He ain't got the light on. I want to see it when I talk to him.
I ain't got no problem talking about it.
Listen, I let y'all out the hook.
Nah, yeah. I ain't no you let me out the hook.
I got to go.
Next week, Mike. Next week.
Mm-hmm, I got to go. If I ain't had to go, I get you right now. I make you turn that light on, blow that incense out. Hey, I'm going to get y'all.
He said, I'm going to get y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, we can't discuss that on the pod.
Why not? You know
what I'm saying? Why we can't?
Because, man, no, I'm just playing. It is what it is, bro. Mm-hmm. Ain't no shame in losing.
It ain't. But I tried to told y'all.
Hey, it's a lot of things I tell y'all don't listen.
Tried to told y'all. Oh man, hold on. We got to go. Quinn over there.
I'm letting Kevin, because Kevin, we ain't got to talk about it right now, but I was hoping so much, man. But that dude came out and fought the same way, man. You didn't make any changes.
It wasn't that. He started out, he made changes in the beginning, but when he got caught in like the second round, it was over with. After he got caught, he got hit on the left side of the head in the ear. It was over with. He was stumbling the whole match after that. It was over. But one good shot. That was it. That's it.
Look at Mike.
That's the only dude on this earth that can do that. It's one dude on this earth that can beat him.
Mike.
He just look at Mike. And you know what's crazy? Boy. I give Tyson Fury credit because he changed his style to beat him. If he would have tried,
hey, man, wait, we got to wait. I got to go. I keep telling you, I got to go. We're gonna revisit this.
All right.
My fellow friends.
I know my boxing. I don't care what nobody say.
I ain't never said you did.
I know my boxing.
I ain't say you ain't know nothing about boxing.
I ain't gonna get them all right, but I know my boxing.
I ain't say nothing about that.
Go ahead. We got to go.
Quinn over that hand and everything.
Hey, man. Hey man, I know what I saw. I was just hoping for a different outcome, man. I just was.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, we're gonna get back to this here. But I got the run. All right. But we're gonna get back to this here. That's all. Y'all ain't got nothing now.
Nah. I know. Okay. We ain't got time to talk about Deontay. We ain't got nothing.
Hey. Shout out to Julius Randle one more time. Way to set that thing off. First game in the garden. That was crazy. But that was another episode. We'll have to take notes. Mike Pace, K-Dub, Quinn. Once again, back on the video. Check us out. Like, subscribe, all that there. And peace and positivity. We'll get back at y'all next week. Till then, peace out.
Peace out.
Tomahawk chop, baby.
I'm watching tonight too.
Man, Kip.